Moncrief on News Talk.
35 years ago, Lawrence Watkins applied to change his name, but the authorities in New Zealand initially resisted his application, forcing Lawrence to go to court, where he won. Now, I could have a stab at reading out Lawrence's full name, but it would take about 20 minutes because Lawrence has the longest name in the world. Afternoon, Lawrence.
Afternoon. Thank you, Sean, for having me.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you. What gave you the idea of doing it?
So back in New Zealand, back in the 80s, there was an American program, Ripley's Believe It or Not, with Jack Palance. Mm. And he was doing strange people on his records and unusual people. And I also saw on TV some of the people in the Guinness Book of Records who had like the longest fingernails in the world, the longest hair, the longest moustache, the fattest, the tallest. The fastest, and I wanted to be part of that that scene. So,
okay, why did you want to be part of that scene?
Well, it was unusual. You know, they're unusual people, and you know, I'm a little bit unusual, and you know, I wanted to be minuscule, a little bit of famous, not too much, but just a little bit. I like the people I saw in the Guinness, you know, they're unusual people. So yeah, I wanted to be part of that.
And so then did you run through various options of what kind of record you might attempt to get?
No, so I read the Guinness from cover to cover, and there was only two records that I had a chance at beating. One was adding to my name. And I think the record at the time was about 110 names. And so I had that opportunity. And the other record was the greatest height difference between a married couple. And at the time it was a South African man. He was 6'2" and his wife was 3 feet. Wow. So to beat his record, I'd have to find a woman under 3 feet to marry. And, you know, so that wasn't too practical. So I went for the names.
Yeah. And you'd prefer to marry for love rather than just marry for height, like so many people do.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, but if you're desperate to get into the Guinness, you'll do anything to try to get a record.
Yeah.
But the name was the one I went for.
Yeah. So when it came to the process of selecting all these names, did you do it off the top of your head? Or was there something you referenced where you could get a huge amount of names from?
So, Sean, I worked at the Auckland, at the time I worked at the Auckland City Library as a delivery driver. And so I was surrounded by thousands of books. So it was a perfect place to find names. And so I stole most of them from the Naming Your Baby book. You know, if you want to name your son and daughter, there's books in the library that have, you know, all the names that you could probably want. And so I borrowed or stole most of those. And the Maori names were from the Maori dictionary. My Samoan names, that was from a co-worker. And my Welsh names that I can't pronounce, they were from a co-worker as well. So okay. Very difficult. Welsh is very difficult for me to pronounce.
I think it is even for Welsh people occasionally. It might be difficult to pronounce. But did you stick any mad names in there? You know, the way like, you know, Hollywood people call their kids car wash and stuff like that. Okay. Are you allowed to do that?
Well, back in 1990, I could do anything I like. So my favourite name is AZ2000. So... not many people have a number for part of their name. So I put AZ2000 in there to represent I've got names from A to Z, and I got 2,000 names. I've got Kalfokuma Telltale. I got Gaylord, Florence. I got Bigglesworth from the Biggles books, Love, and lots of Latin names and... and the unpronounceable Welsh names.
And did you organise them in any particular order? Were they alphabetical or anything like that?
So I was keeping my first name locked. So I was born Lawrence Gregory Watkins. So I kept Lawrence because my father was Lawrence and my grandfather's Lawrence. So I kept Lawrence, and then it was going to be alphabetical. But the girl I paid 400 New Zealand dollars, which was a week's wage back then for me, to type them all up on the typewriter, because computers were still not really available, and they're expensive as well. So, she started off alphabetically, because it starts off Lawrence Alana Lois Aloysius, but then she got mixed up. So they're all over the place after that sort of thing. Yeah.
So when you went to actually do the name change, and in New Zealand, where do you go to do that?
So I lived in Auckland, and I went to the district court, which is the local court in Albert Street. And the registrar in the birth, deaths and marriages division, she accepted the name change.
Oh.
And I thought that was all over. But then when I went to change my driver's license, they wouldn't let me. So I contacted the Registrar General in Wellington, which is the capital of New Zealand, and he called me frivolous and he refused to do it. And so he said, the only way you'll force me to do it is if you take me to the High Court. And my cousin, Joanna Holden, she was a High Court lawyer. So we took him to the High Court and we won the case. So he was forced to go ahead and register the names.
But all your names aren't on your driving license, unless you have an enormous driving license that's bigger than your car.
No. So in New Zealand back then, I could choose whichever name I wanted on my driver's license. So I chose Kalfaka Matautau Watkins. The passport, my first New Zealand passport, they stuck, Internal Affairs, they stuck six extra pages in just for my name.
Wow.
So I've still got that passport next to me.
Lawrence, have you ever presented this passport, flown abroad with the passport, presented it to somebody who...
Yes, I went to Japan.
Yeah.
And... I landed at Narita Airport, and they refused me entry. So, but I'm not sure whether it was because of my long name they didn't understand, or because it was my reason for visiting. And they asked me why are you coming here, and I was lined up behind all the Filipino girls, and they pulled me out of the line, and they asked me why I was trying to enter Japan, and I said I want the passport stamp, and either the names they didn't like or the reason I was visiting they didn't like. So I came back on the same plane I flew out on.
Oh, dear. And you never got the stamp?
They gave me the stamp. Ah. Yeah, they gave me the stamp, but they cancelled it straight away. But so I got the stamp in my book, but I flew out. Yeah, I came back on the same plane.
My word. And so, like, this is now, this all happened quite some time ago, of course, but am I correct in this? The Guinness Book of Records recounted the amount of names that you have.
Yeah, because they contacted me out of the blue about a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And so, after I was talking to them through email, I recounted all my names, and I put the names through Grok, the AI thing too, and it came out with like 1,400 names. And I thought, you know, there's a huge difference between 1,400 and what I was claiming, 2,310. So I recounted, and Guinness, they also recounted, and the official count from Guinness was 2,253. So back in 1990, I overcounted by about 60 names or so.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so naturally, I apologize. But it's in, I got my new certificate. So I've got two Guinness certificates. The category back in 1990 was most Christian names in the world. So I had that category. But a girl in America, she had another record for having the longest first name, just the actual first name. Her mother gave her over 1,000 letters. And she was on the Oprah Winfrey Show quite a few years ago. So I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think Guinness has combined the name records. So they've done away with most Christian names, and they've combined the naming record into the record they gave me, longest personal name in the world.
I do want to ask you. I don't want to ask you. I don't want to end this on a grim note, Lawrence. But when you die, have you thought about your headstone? Would you have the world's biggest headstone?
I have thought about my headstone, and you know, what kind of nice coffin I'll be buried in. But you know, it's it can't be a brass plaque, you know, bronze plaque or anything, because they get stolen off the gravestones in Australia. So it'd have to be chiseled in.
Yeah.
But something like "Here Lies Lawrence with 2,000 names."
Right.
Something like that.
Okay, something like that. Lawrence, thank you so much for speaking with us today. I know you probably have to stay up very late to do so. We really appreciate that. That was
my pleasure, Sean. And I've got some Irish names in there too. So.
Okay, I'm glad. Can you remember what ones they are?
I put it through Grok just before I called. So where are they? I know I got them here somewhere. Oh, here we are. So Aidan. Brendan, Cormac, Connor, Declan, Seamus, and there's some others too.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Aidan, our producer today, is delighted with that news. I'm slightly offended myself, but never mind. Lawrence.
I might not have Aidan. I probably put that down for the producer. But
all right, okay,
probably,
so he's not in.
I've probably got your name, Sean.
I've no idea.
I'd have to have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to leave it there, Lawrence. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That's Lawrence Watkins there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.